This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kevin Rincon, and here are today's top local stories. The Rent Guidelines Board held a rare revote this morning, a decision that impacts nearly a million rent-stabilized apartments in the city. More on what they came up with this second go-around with our Marla Diamond.
By a 5-3 vote, the board lowered the minimum proposed increase on two-year leases by a percent to 3.75%. But it wasn't enough for Charlie Gulick, the director of Housing Conservation Coordinators.
Landlord profits are up and tenant wages, tenant experience is down. So the only thing the tenants need is a rent freeze.
One of those landlords, Isaac Rabinovich, owns four rent-stabilized units in Manhattan.
We've seen our property tax bills go up 8% or more. The water board is currently voting on a 3.7% increase. We're seeing Con Ed raised their rates by 11%.
There will be more testimony to come before the final vote June 27th. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Lower Manhattan.
A development today in the case of an Italian man who investigators say was kidnapped and tortured for weeks at his Soho home. We've now learned a second person is being questioned by police.
William DuPlessis was just led out of the 13th precinct in handcuffs after talking with detectives about his role in this kidnapping and torture. His business partner, known as the Crypto King of Kentucky, is charged with kidnapping and assault, among other charges. The big question is how these two men knew the victim, an Italian citizen, as you mentioned, who authorities say was kidnapped when he came here a few weeks ago and held in a townhouse on Prince Street. The two men reportedly took the victim's passport and electronic devices and began torturing him when he wouldn't give them his Bitcoin password. Authorities say this went on for 17 days. Still waiting on charges for that second man, William DuPlessis, who is now in custody after speaking with detectives. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM, live in Gramercy.
A court hearing today over the future of congestion pricing. New York and the MTA want a federal judge to block the Trump administration from killing the controversial program.
Some heavy foot traffic both in and outside of court today. Inside, a hearing from New York City, State, and the MTA to block Trump's administration from killing the program. Outside, a rally from supporters of the plan. Comptroller Brad Lander will be there.
Donald Trump and Sean Duffy's efforts to kill it are misguided and toothless. They don't have the legal authority to kill the program.
This is now the fourth deadline the MTA is ignoring from the feds to shut the cameras off. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy now warning New York State that the federal government will hold back on approving future state projects.
I hope they'll stop making these threats and we could get back to the business of improving our subways, improving our buses.
Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM, outside of federal court.
A man was found dead over the weekend in a Long Island swimming pool. Investigators are considering whether the man was a suspect wanted for murder.
Authorities say Matthew Zoll killed his father inside their Rocky Point house last November, then crashed his car not far from the crime. About a half a mile away from that crash site is Powell Court in East Shoreham. And now investigators are looking into if a man found dead in a swimming pool on that street is the 23-year-old Zoll. An identification has not yet been made. The homeowner uncovered his pool to make the gruesome discovery. Zoll has not been seen since his father's murder. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
A Long Island man facing charges today accused of starting a house fire last night, which left three animals dead. Two firefighters were injured in the response. The flames were spotted before 8 o'clock at the home on Eileen Avenue in Plainview. Police say the suspect, Jahan Kia, lives there. He's accused of setting the fire in the basement stairwell. The residents all managed to escape in time, but two dogs and a cat did not. And two firefighters suffered minor burns and smoke inhalation. He is charged with arson, criminal mischief, and torturing or injuring animals.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.